Welcome to this episode of the Senior Care Growth Show. My name is Winston. Super excited today to be joined by HubSpot's own Dan Tyer. Dan is the Director of Sales for HubSpot, the leading inbound marketing and sales platform. And we are super excited today to be talking about how you can leverage inbound marketing and sales to just send your organization to the moon in terms of growth. Are you curious about how you could improve your website, marketing, or sales activities to increase revenue for your organization? As a special thank you for listening to the show, we're offering Senior Care Growth Show listeners an exclusive strategy call free of charge. To set up a time to get specific, actionable advice, visit www.seniorcaregrowth.com/connect. We're looking forward to helping you grow. So Dan, welcome to the Senior Care Growth Show. Just by way of introduction, maybe you could tell the audience a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. I'm super excited to be in Richmond, Virginia. First time I visited. Such a nice place, right? Everybody's so nice. Like Winston's nice. Alana's nice. Rick's nice. And for the last 11 years, I've been a pioneer in the inbound revolution, right? So I started with HubSpot in 2007. I was the first salesperson for HubSpot, first sales manager, first sales director. And over the last 11 years, I've functioned in virtually every capacity, right? Sales recruiting. I've dealt with scaling businesses. I've worked in mid-market. I've worked in corporate and just have a ton of fun going out and talking with people about the impact of inbound on their particular business.
Yeah, that's great. And so, you know, the senior living or senior care industry, inbound might be new to a lot of folks. Maybe let's just start with, you know, what is inbound and what does inbound marketing and sales mean?
So great question. And it's not just senior living organizations. It's like lots of people, right? Yeah. Even though we've been doing this for a decade, right? Lots of industries are just starting to like understand the competitive advantage of utilizing inbound to help grow their business. Yeah. And so in the old days, right, 2007, when you wanted to buy something, you had to talk with a salesperson.
Right.
Right. Because it was really before the pervasive use of the internet to do research. Yeah. And so a salesperson had all the information.
Yeah.
In the last 12 years, all of that has completely changed. And yeah, the latest statistics say that 97% of people before they make a selection, mm-hmm, like where they're going to look for their parents for a senior living home, they'll do online research.
Yeah, of course.
Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
You're a millennial. Of course you do that, right?
All day.
Who wouldn't, right? And so you're kind of wondering, what do the other 3% do? That's crazy. Sometimes it's word of mouth, right? But the new word of mouth is social media and social networking and social book. So that process changes everything. Now the customer, right? Now the prospect is at the center of that process, right? And now for you to like work with that prospect or customer, you have to start establishing a relationship in a much different way, much earlier in the process, right? And the way you do that is you add value to understanding how to help those prospects solve their problems, like way before they become a paying customer. Gotcha. And so the way you do that is you trick out your website so that lots of people who don't have any idea that you exist are going to like find you, right? Based on keyword phrases and based on associations that you have and based on the way that you optimize your website, they're going to find you. Yep. And then when they find you, you want to bring them through a buyer's journey where, first of all, you you build this trust, right? Lots of times you'll see senior living homes have a contact us form.
Yeah, all
right?
the time.
But that's not, you're asking people to get married on the first date, right? You want people to like understand like the demographics that they service and a little bit about what the process is and when you should start thinking about this and like how much it costs and all of those.
Yep.
It's like content or documents that will help people understand whether you're a good fit for them. And then after they've been to the website a couple of times, you may want them to drop their contact information. Yep. And then further on down the process, then after they've educated themselves and understood if you're a good fit, then maybe you want to contact one of the salesperson to understand if they want to like start becoming a customer. And that whole process of inbound is, it's different than outbound, yeah. right? Outbound is you call everybody and say the same old stuff. Inbound is you wait for people to come to you and that you're offering to help, gotcha. Right? So that when you're connecting with people, the only questions that you're asking are number one, how are you doing today?
Yeah.
Right. And number two, what were you looking for help with?
Yep.
And they've already shown an intent typically because they've dropped their contact information on the website. Now you can begin to build that relationship over time. So hopefully at the end, when they're making that final selection, they'll think of you as being on the short list.
Yeah, that's great. So compared to just traditional, you touched on this some, but compared to a traditional sales model.
Yep.
It's all about putting the customer first.
Yes. And most people like that.
Yeah.
Right. Most people don't like to be qualified on the connect call. Right. right. They like to be helped.
Yeah.
Right. And this is the whole way that the instant gratification, omni-channel, like world functions.
Yeah.
Right. You want to play poker. Right. You right. download one of 20 apps on yep. your phone. Right. And you cycle in. Right. You learn how to like run the app without any instruction, no education. Right. And people are giving you like free stuff all the time. Yeah. You like free stuff, don't you, Winston?
Love free stuff.
I know. So yeah. it's free education or free software or some way. For senior living home, it's the, I don't know, the checklist for understanding yeah. what to consider when you're making a senior home selection. The three-page ebook of how to prepare or what do you do or how to talk to your parents yeah. about perhaps this transition in life.
Right.
All of those things are incredibly valuable. And the inbound kind of approach is to, first of all, define the like specific personas that you're working with,
yep.
right? In the old days, I mean like 2016,
yeah.
right? You could sell to everybody. Today in 2018, everybody wants this personalized experience. They call sure. it a segment of one. They want one specific person to like know what they're all about,
yeah.
right? As quickly as possible. So if you can define that niche, and then if you could service that niche with all of those type of that content, right? With information, with helpful ways that they can solve their problem. Then when they get to a point of consideration, they're like, no, 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 that guy Winston, he gave me all that information. I got to at least call him.
Yeah, super and helpful.
And in the old days, we sold to everybody,
right.
right? It was the salesperson that was in charge. Today, the salesperson has to make a consultative decision. Is Winston the right fit?
Right.
Is he going to be happy here? In the old day, it was like buyer beware. If you made the wrong choice, it was your fault. Today,
yep.
if I provide service to somebody who's not a good fit, right? It's going to be all over social media.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that very much impacts your branding. It impacts your reputation. It impacts your word of mouth. That is super important in today's world that we live in. So the whole inbound process is to find the right folks to help them through the process at the point of decision, making sure then you engage with the right type of resources and then make sure that you have super happy customers that are talking to other folks so that you can have more of that word of mouth.
Yeah. So you touched on a lot of different areas where I think inbound helps. And it's such a good system for being helpful and for positioning yourself as a thought leader in the space, but a really helpful resource. And in this decision, which is, you know, could be a $75,000, $100,000 decision, but also it's your life or your parents' life and where you're going to be. It's such an important one. So why not be helpful?
Exactly. Well, you just have the inbound aesthetic. Lots of
right.
people. I mean, you just naturally, you're like, of course, who would
want
to?
This is why we're doing the podcast. We're giving helpful information to, you know, the whole community.
Exactly. Yeah. So you got it even before we call it inbound. The
right.
thing is, this is a revolution.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to speak tonight in Richmond. There'll be 150 people there.
Yeah.
Half the people will have never heard of inbound.
Right.
Right. It's just because it's relatively new. It will make sense to most people. Right.
Yep.
They say, yeah, I like to help.
Right.
right? I want to help my customers. Those deep relationships are the most important component that you have in competing with technology aggregators.
Yep.
Against Apple, Amazon, against Facebook. All those people have superior technology like transaction solution. What they don't have is that relationship. And what small business owners and what senior living organizations need is to start to establish that relationship.
Yep.
And like the epiphany for most people isn't that this is the process. It's that you have to start that process years before people are ready to make the consideration, right? And so sometimes it takes years, right, for people to like stick their toe in the water and then pull together all the information and then go to a final conclusion.
Yeah. So you mentioned, you know, the relationships, pulling together the right information, publishing the right content. What are some of the keys of a successful inbound strategy?
Yeah. So the first of all is you want to attract people that don't know you exist.
Right.
So to do that, you have to start putting content on your website. A great way to do that is a blog.
Okay.
Right. And I know you blog periodically. Yep. Do you like blogging?
Not really. I love helping people, but I'm not a writer. You know, it's taken me a while to get comfortable with that. But as I have, you know, I've written more and I've gotten better at it. Now it's not a big deal. I'm just sharing helpful information. If I come across something, you know, a lot of times I'll have an email exchange with someone and I think, man, other people could value your, you know, or could use this information.
Boom.
So I just publish it.
Yeah.
I just take it, I anonymize it, and then I just publish it on the site.
Super good. And so when we say blogging, all the senior managers on the podcast, they're all glazing over. Oh, not
blogging. I don't want to write. Yeah.
So let's refer to it as just having conversations.
Right.
Right. Everybody likes to talk. And what you just said, there are certain things that are obvious to senior home executives that aren't obvious to people the first time they're kind of moving into this kind of stage of their life.
Sure.
And you have to take baby steps.
Yep.
And there's two choices. You could either tell those people over the phone, which is human and takes a little bit of time, or you can post that on your blog, right? You can educate folks. You can even do it in a variety of different formats, right? We're using a podcast, right? And then we're going to transcribe the podcast and put that in as a blog article.
Yep.
And then we're going to have a couple of YouTube videos.
It'll be on YouTube. It'll be on iTunes. So, yeah.
Exactly. If you're selling to a millennial kind of persona or demographic, they love video.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
It's easy. It's quick. And we're not talking about like hour-long professional video. We're talking about the video where you like turn on your Macintosh and boom, right?
Yep.
Or do it on my phone.
Yeah.
We did one with Randy yesterday. It works perfectly fine.
Yeah.
So once you trick out your blog, right, you're going to have certain keyword phrases that you're going to have,
right?
And the idea is to get more people when they're either Googling or putting into social media to show up on your website.
Got it.
The next part of the inbound process is you want to get them to convert. Right. Only 1 or 2% of the people who come to your website are ready to buy the first time they come to the website.
Yeah.
Most people, they're looking around and they're going, does this website really know me?
Right.
These people, they cater to folks that are, let's say, boomers looking for their parents. Do they understand somebody who's at the very beginning? Or is there somebody, it's more kind of an advanced type of environment? And that should be evident by putting all kinds of content on your website. So there's this content we call top of the funnel. Content.
Mm-hmm.
And what top of the funnel content is, it's not about your product. It's not about your service. It's about helping people.
Yeah.
It's the checklist for evaluating senior living homes, or it's the 10 things that you need to know before you make a selection, or the 3 mistakes, right? And that's an ebook, and you put that in a squeeze page. You put it behind a call to action and a landing page. And what that does is people will put in their contact information in exchange for that content.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that idea of the top of the funnel content and content that's really less about the community or the organization and more about just helping people is, for me, that's one of the hardest things I think our clients struggle to wrap their head around. It's like, why would I create these resources? They have nothing to do, you know, with selling the community and our business specifically, but that's really not the point. And in a way, I mean, your positioning, it's all positioning of the organization to being that helpful resource. And in such a competitive space as senior living, I mean, if you're, you know, here talking to somebody and you've got all the resources in the world, you're helping them make the best decision for themselves. The other person's just emailing you maybe once a week, calling you. They don't really remember who you are. You know, which one are you going to go with?
Yeah. So the key in 2018, right, is helping, not selling.
Absolutely.
Right? Because that's the way people like conduct their regular lives, especially here in Richmond, right? People like open doors for you. They offer to like hold your dog, right? They're just like nice and friendly. It's just when we get into this realm of marketing that people get like totally weird.
Yeah.
Right? And the old way of selling just doesn't work anymore.
Right. Exactly.
Because in the old days, you had 3 or 4 competitors. That was it. And so the salesperson who engaged first, right, there's the person you typically work with. Today, there are 20 competitors in virtually every industry. There's so much more competition, right, that and a lot of these situations, the end user product isn't that differentiated.
Right.
Right. So the only thing that really matters is the customer journey, the experience for you to educate that person, to you to understand that person, for you to make sure that you are building trust with that person. And then you got to you make the short list and then you can determine if it's a good fit.
Yeah, that's it. And I think so once you sort of make the short list, so we do a good job. Let's say that, someone's going down this road of inbound. They create some really helpful resources on the website. They've got a great guide to choosing the right senior living community or a checklist for when you go on a tour, taking notes, you know, some kind of a resource that helps these folks out when they're trying to make this difficult decision. Once that lead is generated, you mentioned response time.
Yep.
Still a good thing to get back to people quickly, right?
And question.
And then what would your recommendation be in terms of inbound selling? And how do you continue to be helpful through the sales process?
So super great question, because many marketers embrace the inbound aesthetic, right?
Right.
They don't really want to send junk mail, right? It's hard to measure. It gets a low return on investment, and they want to try something different.
Right.
Salespeople, right, are new to the inbound revolution, right? And there's lots of like legacy salespeople who are still stuck in a selling mode rather than helping mode. So there's an inbound sales certification. Just Google HubSpot inbound sales certification. It's a 3-hour free class, right? And it will teach people how you win business in 2018 and beyond. And it's a seminal piece of content. You can watch it. You can watch it at one and a half times speed if you want to move quickly, except my part, which you can't watch at like time and a half because you won't understand it. Or be like, Alvin in the chipmunks. My son is like, really? I can't do it double time when you're talking. I'm going, yeah, that's the way it works. And salespeople then need to understand that they have to have all the lead intelligence, right?
Yeah.
When I call you, Winston, you subliminally want me to know about you, even if we've never talked before.
Right.
You want to know how many times I've been to the website. You want me to know how many times like you've opened emails.
Yep.
And you want me to know a little bit about you, right? So a modern CRM will provide that information. And then you want me to call you within 5 minutes when you're interacting with my site or my email. And after 5 minutes, you're like off onto the next kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And salespeople have to engage in a way in which, first of all, they say, I've noticed that you're interested in some like some part of the process, and be smart enough to understand which process they're in.
Yep.
If they're just at the beginning of the process and you cycle in and like giving information or content that's the end of the process, it's going to be weird.
Right.
Right. If they're at the beginning of the process, right, my favorite question is, well, what were you looking for help with?
Yeah.
Right. And people would say, well, I'm just earlier, I'm just education. And you're like, oh my goodness, so happy to connect with you.
Right.
I can either send you the recordings, I can send you the blog article. We have all of this like content that we're happy to share with you so that you can learn a little bit more about it.
Yep.
And then when you move from like awareness stage to the consideration stage, just let me know, right? And then as a good salesperson, you've got to be organized enough so you know when they move back to that. And you have to drip them like these emails in the like frequency that they expect so that they get that information when they're looking for it, so that they'll remember you when they're ready to go.
Well, and you know, you mentioned the organization and drip campaigns and sort of what we call lead nurturing, and that series of emails that you send out. I've advocated for this on other podcasts too, because I think especially in the senior living space where it might be a, and this probably resonates with our listeners, but someone who's in a marketing position, they're also covering sales functions.
Yep.
They're short staffed, they're short on time. Yet, like we said, such an important decision, and you need to have those multiple touch points, and you need to be giving out those good resources. So the answer to me is better efficiency. And it's a platform that allows you to do that.
Great point, Winston. They said people who blog, right, get 3 times the leads of people who don't. 3 times the traffic, 4 times the leads. Mm. They also say that most people, before they make a decision, are going to look at between 4 and 6 pieces of content.
Wow.
Right. So they want to review that information. They want to make their own decision. They want to feel empowered. Right. And your job is to just give them everything that they need so that they can come to a good conclusion. If you do that, you have a huge competitive advantage. Number one, you're not wasting your time.
Right. Right?
The conversion for cold calling and direct mail is like less than 2%.
Yeah.
Right. So that means you're wasting 98% of your time, effort, and money. And lots of people do it. It's still a multi-billion dollar industry because that's what they've always done.
Yeah.
Except in today's world, if you're cold calling people, not only are you getting a 2% yield, but you're also ticking off everybody you call, right? Yeah, and it doesn't create a great company environment, right? With inbound, right, you are helping, and then the conversions are much higher, right? The conversion for lead to opportunity can be as high as 10%, wow, like 10 times or 5 times what it is for a like an outreach, a cold outreach kind of thing. And it's just nicer. You build this annuity where the more people you touch, all you're doing is getting them ready, and then they decide when they're ready to move to the next step.
Yeah, that's perfect. And, you know, that goes back. My kind of mantra for senior living sales is speed, empathy, and priority. And I think that a system like HubSpot or any kind of marketing automation platform that gives you those tools and allows you to get back quickly, to be empathetic and to send all those good resources, and then also to help you prioritize the leads who are most engaged and who are ready for a deeper conversation. To me, that's the only system for sales reps who are short on time to sort of do the right thing, but also not work 24 hours a day. I mean,
it's right that we call those modern salespeople, right? They've got to be able to have the automation prioritize for them what they should do, how they should, who they should call first, who is closer to that consideration process rather than the same thing all the time. And then they need to tailor the approach so that everybody feels like it's a segment of one, that they're doing their own kind of thing.
Yeah, I love that. So, you know, folks are hearing all this good information. They want to do it. They're excited about inbound. Dan has gotten them fired up. What are some good next steps to get started?
Well, they can contact you guys, right? And you're a HubSpot agency partner, and you know this whole process, right? And you'll talk to them at no charge, and you'll explain a little bit about what it's all about, and you'll explain like the
inbound. I wasn't seeing him up for a pitch either. That was a nice thing.
I know, but I hear, I mean, you got this beautiful conference room. We're in the Shark Tank, right? And we've talked with like 12 prospects and customers over the last day or so, and super nice. And we ask people, what's your goals? What are you trying to accomplish? What's your occupancy rate? What kind of availability you're going to have? How are you nurturing for 2019 and 2020? They've been super open and exciting. Or you can go to HubSpot. HubSpot software starts at free, right? There's free sales software. There's free marketing software. There'll soon to be a service hub, free service hub. Yeah. There's all of the training classes that we talked about.
Yeah, great training.
There's tons of content that we provide so that you can learn a little bit more. And then we love to work through our agency partner program like Rick Whittington Consulting because it, you guys focus on senior living, right? You guys are very attuned to the space.
That's
you understand the vocabulary. You understand the rhythms. You understand the seasonality. You understand the staffing levels that you were talking about for people in this persona and demographic, right? And it's a great one. The senior living facilities that move towards inbound more quickly will just by definition get more of the folks attracted to their website. And if it's tricked out where you're helping people grow and you're giving them that educational information, it's likely you'll have a great outcome.
Yeah, I think that's great. And so final question here for Dan. What are a few things that listeners can do today to blow out their sales quota?
Okay, so number one, trick out your LinkedIn. Everybody on LinkedIn, all right, connect with Winston. Right. And Dan Tyre, right? Yeah. Happy to connect. Say, I listened to you on the Senior Living podcast. I want to connect. I've got like 14,000 connections. And if there's anything I can do to help you personally, that's important. LinkedIn is your new resume.
Yeah.
Right. And so people want to see a picture, like a good picture of you. They want to understand who you're connected to. Right. Number two, you want to make sure that you're helpful. Right. So any but time that you're talking with people, that phrase, what were you looking for help with, is a great way to go.
Yep.
Number three, if you're looking for more customers, right, you want to blow out your quota, call your current customers, right, and ask for references.
Yeah.
Right? I think it only happens like a small percentage of the time, but it makes perfect sense. You're doing good work for somebody. You say, do you know anybody else? Right? That's the word of mouth. You just want to get the a little bit, get the ball rolling a little bit. And Winston can send you a blog article about how to get a customer referral program in place. Right. The fourth thing for me is if you've had an engagement over the last 2 years, right, and the person just stopped somewhere in the process, right? I want you to pick up the phone and call those folks, right? Yeah. Three questions. Number one, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Big smile on your face. Number two, do you remember our conversation?
Yeah.
Right. Number three, has anything changed?
Gotcha.
Right. Because, I think lots of times in like modern times, people get all excited about doing something. It's right on the priority list. They're ready to go. And then they're not.
Yeah.
Right. And everybody thinks, oh, they chose somebody else, or it's not like I screwed something up. And that's not it. It's just,
they just got busy.
They just got busy.
Yeah.
And then it moved back beyond the priority, and then it moves to the priority again. And then I think the final thing is video email is pretty important.
Yeah.
Right. We use Soapbox, and we use Vidyard, and we use Loom, and all three of those are ways that you can inject some humanness into what you're saying. So you get a little movie. It's just like Harry Potter. It's totally cool. Right. And you can personalize it, and you can go, Winston, I'm trying to track you down. I want to know how I can help. And you actually see me in my HubSpot t-shirt.
Yeah.
And like people respond very, very well to that. And that's one of the ways you can generate more.
That's great. I love it. Man, Dan, ton of good advice.
Boom. Thank you very much, Winston.
Yeah,
it was
absolutely.
A blast. Thanks for having me on the Senior Living Podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you, Dan Tyer from HubSpot, for being on the show. You've been listening to the Senior Care Growth Show, where senior care sales and marketing professionals come to grow. My name is Winston. We'll see you next time.